Welcome to episode 232 of Te Dorigo Bookmakers. I'll be rambling on about fiction in minute 5. Before getting into bookbinding, let me tell you that there is a YouTube video up on my channel now called TDGB32 Link Stitch, which is about making a link stitch for your handmade book, with plenty of pictures, narration, and a little music. So, if you feel so inclined, go over to Te Dorigo Bookmakers on YouTube and check it out. Thank you very much. In this holiday season, I managed to print out, sew, put them all on, and the spine piece on, 2 books, but I have not yet cased them in. Both are blank notebooks, one with graph paper, one without, and they are both presents to give to people, obviously. I'm not going to keep them if they're presents, but I'm going to give them to 2 people in the near future. I'm hoping this week. That's why I'm trying to case them in today. And again, my problem is making this cover wide enough so that I have a good spine. That's still troubling. Although I have made 2 books that worked out quite well using a new technique, but now I'm struggling with it again. So I guess I need more practice. After 7 or 8 years, you'd think I'd get this straight, but I have not. I am still working on it, and I'm still trying to make better books. That's the whole object, is not only to make good books, nice books, but to make better books. So these 2, I hope to be very good. I'm getting very nice end papers for both of them. Sort of Baroque, I guess, end papers. And the covers will be quite simple. One notebook will have the person's name, and the other one will have the name of the book. The first one is A5 in size, and the other one is B5 in size. Both have 7 signatures of 5 pages each, so 20 pages per signature. As I might have said, one has graph paper and one is plain paper. Both of them have page numbers and a bookmark so that they can find themselves when they're looking for themselves later. In other bookbinding news, starting next Monday, I'm going to be making 2 schedule books, calendars and date books, that start in April. One I have to give to somebody before the beginning of March because they're going to be leaving the city, and the other one I can give at the end of March because they're not leaving the city. But in both cases, I need to work them all out. And these are not your ordinary schedules. People give me pictures of themselves and their friends that they want included, and I put them wherever I feel like it, but basically, they give me 13 pictures, one for the cover, and then one for each month. They're personalized and specialized, and hopefully I can finish them out, and I print them out a little bit better than I usually print. Usually I just print on ordinary. When I do these, I print on photo quality. I've gotten good responses from people that have seen them before, so I must be doing something correct. And they're a little bit more expensive because I have to get the photographs and then I put them up and I have to adjust, etc., etc. So I'm not making an edition of like 50. I can't because it's one person, unless, of course, they have a big family. I hadn't thought of that. Anyway, I have these 2 books that I have to finish before March. And I think I can handle it. It's mostly finished. I'm just putting the photos in now and making everything aligned correctly. And of course, rechecking the dates to make sure everything's right. This year in Japan, they've moved some holidays around to accommodate the Olympics. For example, there's a holiday in October called Sports Day, which they've moved to July. So it will coincide with the beginning of the Olympics, and then there's no sports day in October this year. Next year, it'll go back to normal, which was in October, and then the July sports day will disappear. And the other thing they've done in July is they've moved one of their holidays from like the second week, they've moved it to the 3rd week, so that it too will coincide with the beginning of the Olympics. And then next year, everything goes back to normal. And I have to make sure I got those all right, all correct. So I'm checking and rechecking and checking and rechecking. It's a little hard. It's not hard. It's time consuming. So I've got 2 schedule books to make on the near horizon, and I am still working on my Tristram Shandy. So that is what I have in the future in bookbinding. I hope I can finish both of them before the end of the year, especially the calendars, the schedule books. But that will bring us up to the end of the century, which is, of course, what I'm talking about, fiction. I was planning during this holiday season to spend 3 or 4 hours every day writing my books. I have managed to do one day, and something struck me when I was writing. I went, I can change a whole lot and make it a lot better, and I'll be satisfied with it. So that's what I'm going to be doing with Fear Itself. The one I hope to finish by the end of the century, I have just stumbled across a way to make it much better. So, yes, I have to make all these changes. So, once again, I should spend 3 or 4 hours every day doing it. Instead, I'm spending 3 or 4 days enjoying myself, having fun, making books, talking to family, and walking around looking at the sites. Okay. So that's what I've been doing in bookbinding. Is I have printed out 2 books, sewed them up. They're ready to be cased in. I have 2 books schedules that I have to make in the future, plus my Tristram Shandy books. And in fiction, I still have to write Fear Itself, which is only book 1. There's 2 more books to go. Oh my goodness. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for dropping by. I hope to see you again soon. Have a nice day.